This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting here. I guess we need bigger beds. The beds we used to sleep on and we were fine with just aren't cutting it, such that now they've made a bigger king-size mattress. All right? It's called the family-size mattress. And it is 144 inches wide or 12 feet wide, almost double the size of a traditional king-size mattress. And I guess king-size mattresses run about 76 inches wide. This has been reported by KVOA. They say a king-size bed isn't cutting anymore, and you need some more space to spread out. And a big thing that a lot of us are noticing, that I noticed very early on as a parent, is the kids want to climb into bed with you. Now, the reason why the kids want to climb into bed with mommy and daddy is because it's nice and warm. Okay? Because it's more cuddly. Kids need, when they sleep, they don't need to be all spread out. You know how, you know, guys man spread, you know, on the, you know how people need space when they're adults? That's not like that when we're younger. Like spooning. You don't really see a lot of older people spoon. Spoon is kind of a younger, you know, younger love type of thing. But kids, just like babies, you know, babies slept right? Fetuses, they cuddled up against the placenta. They had a nice, warm, 98.6 bloody temperatured, you know, cushion of a placenta that they basically got to, you know, use as a pillow. Then when they come out of the womb, I noticed this with my babies, they wanted to be with mommy. They had to sleep on mommy's chest, or they had to sleep next to mommy. They had to feel the touch of mama. I'm like, go to bed. Go into your own crib. I don't want you to get SIDS. Go into your own crib, whatever. And no, the babies didn't sleep as well. Finally, they'd fall asleep, but they didn't like it. They wanted to be touched. They wanted that touch. So then, once the kids realized, you know, learned how to speak a language that I could understand, okay, because I was afraid to death. I, with my older kid, I did allow him to sleep in our bed as a baby because I was worried about SIDS. And then they said, don't do that because you'll roll on top of them and then they'll suffocate. But then I was like, okay, well, fine. Everybody kind of sleep in a separate room. Leave me alone. Daddy and mommy need privacy. We need to get some sleep. Leave us alone. And then as soon as they were old enough to talk, mama bed. And then they'd climb in and they'd get all cuddly. And so we had a queen size bed. No, it was just a mattress and a box spring. We didn't have furniture. We couldn't afford to have furniture. So we had like a box spring. You know, we still had student loans and furniture was expensive. You know, I don't think they had IKEA very easily accessible back then. So we just had the box spring and the mattress. We didn't care. We weren't inviting people over to take a look at our bedroom for crying out loud. So it's just box spring. It's good. But it started to get hard because as the kids were getting bigger, and then both of them want to sleep in mama's bed. It's like, wait. Then we have the dog. We have cats. So right now, Corey and I have a king-size bed, and it is absolutely ridiculous. Two of the four cats sleep in our bed. One of the dogs do. Then it's me and Corey. And luckily, the kids now are old enough where they don't want to come to bed. But it's like, are you kidding me? It's not big enough. So this family size mattress, especially for families that only have one room, may actually make the trick. They say here the giant mattress could be just a thing to solve those sleeping woes. Before getting too attached to the idea, they say consider the size of your bedroom, because this bed like really takes up it's almost like two kings. You know what? It looks like two doubles put together. I wonder if it's that. I mean, I remember when I was little, we shared a mattress. I shared a double mattress with my brother and sister on the floor of my grandparents' house. And then we got, I guess, a bigger mattress. And later we were able to get separate mattresses and separate, you know, beds when times got better. But I think we're really spoiled these days. They say the name suggests a family-sized mattress was designed for the contentious practice of co-sleeping when parents and children sleep in one bed. But they say it's not for that. It's just for people that really want to sleep comfortably. Now, room sharing does happen, and a lot of parents will put a bed in their kid's room. And so if they can't sleep in the same bed with the kid, they will, which, by the way, is a really common practice. You know, Americans don't do it as much as other, when I was younger, and this was before I had a kid, we had, I worked with an Asian resident, and he said, oh gosh, you know, expect the kids to sleep with you, 4, 5, 6 years old. And I'm like, really? I thought they're not supposed to be in bed with the grown-ups. And he's like, in Asian cultures, yeah, it's really common, the kids do. I mean, when my dad grew up, there was only one bed, one room, so he slept where his parents slept. And so I that was like every night. So, you know, different cultures, different times. Nowadays, every kid has their own, or not every kid, but kids expect their own room. They expect their own computer. They expect their own television. They expect their own bathroom. Oh, my gosh. You know, does anybody remember those apartments where the bathroom was down the hall? You had to share. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. So, I don't know. For those of us having trouble sleeping, you know, honestly, my husband doesn't kick me in my sleep. He stays to himself, but the snoring bothers me. So I guess if I had an extra couple inches, you know, separating, that could work. But interesting to think about, but a nice big bed. You know, one of my most favorite things to do is to do like a staycation. I live in Las Vegas, and so we have all these very, very cool hotels, and you guys should please come out. I mean, oh my gosh. And you really feel like royalty in some of these rooms. It's phenomenal. And so we like to get, you know, a locals discount if we can on one of these rooms. And if we don't have time to go out of town, we make a little mini vacation by doing a staycation. And, you know, the big hotel bed, it's just always exciting. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because the sheets are clean. Maybe because there's no cats or dogs or cat hair. Or Shaky Boo does pee-pee bed sometimes so I don't smell any cat urine. I don't know. It's really, really fun. All right, guys, don't go away. Multivitamins, especially the gummy vitamins, may be bad for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
California. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the things I really, really hate doing that I haven't told you guys is I hate taking vitamins. I can't stand swallowing tablets. I can't stand it. I don't like to swallow pills. To me, it's a very unnatural thing to do. I always have a fear I'm going to choke. I don't like the taste. I don't like swallowing vitamins. So when gummy bites came out, these little soft, sugary-looking gumdrops that claimed that they were giving you the same amount of nutrition, vitamins, and minerals that like a Centrum would do. No, I'm not old enough for Centrum Silver, but close. I was like, gummy bites, here I come. Now, the only problem is, is with the gummy bites, I get reflux. For some reason, the preservatives or something in there gives me really bad acid indigestion at night. So I can't eat gummy bites anymore. So I stopped doing it. Now, did I think gummy bites gave me all the vitamins and minerals I needed? Nah, you know. But I thought it would give me some extra. You know, I try to eat salads. I try to eat healthy. But I thought it would give me extra. Well, now we're being told by a consumer watchdog group that not only do these gummy vitamins or even regular vitamins may have wrong amounts of nutrients, but they may actually be overdosing us on some. So an analysis by ConsumerLab.com compared multiple multivitamin brands, even including the tablet form, and they found 46% of them to have inconsistencies in their vitamin and mineral content. So according to their website, quote, 12 multivitamins contain much less, we're talking 24% less, or 157% more of vitamin A, vitamin D, folate from folic acid, and or calcium than listed on the labels. Now that's just one piece, okay, of information that they found. If you are getting in 157% more calcium than you need, what could that cause? I'm a teacher also. Are you guys answering the question? No, that's not the right answer. Is that it? No, aren't you guys paying attention? Get on Facebook and listen to me, okay? If you take too much calcium in the form of a supplement than you need, what could happen? Okay, I'll give you the answer, okay? You could get a kidney stone. It could mess with your parathyroid. There's even been studies saying calcium and calcium supplements could lead to coronary calcification. And there's been links to heart disease. We don't want you getting any more than what we want you to take. We also don't want you getting less because we think we're supplementing you properly. So that was one finding. Another, they said, many supplements exceeded their upper tolerable intake levels, possibly doing more harm than good. ConsumerLab.com also said that gummy vitamins were especially problematic. 80% failed testing. By testing, meaning to see if they have the proper amounts of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. 4 multivitamins in tablet form failed to break apart within the required time. So what does that mean? That means if you take a tablet and you want to digest the medication slowly and methodically, the pills did not break apart within the required time. Meaning that pill could then transferred to, remember I told you I've seen medications that are in the colon, which means they never got absorbed in the intestine? That's a problem. They say one brand needed 3 hours to fully disintegrate. That's 5 times the amount of time allowed. So that jeopardized the absorption of the ingredients. Now, gummy vitamins are very, very popular because they are yummy and they are chewy. You don't have to swallow a pill. You could chew it like it's candy, and boy, does it taste like candy. And they look cute. The optics of it, they are so cute. Now, according to ConsumerLab.com, gummy vitamins are more difficult to manufacture with precision. So a lot of discrepancies could occur because of their vitamin content. They said also in order to make vitamins taste like candy, they got to add sugar. You know, they got to add artificial fillers. Well, how do we know that these artificial fillers or some of the manufacturing process doesn't then alter the vitamin content? Plus, do we really want to be taking in sugar every time we take in a vitamin? Now, this isn't the first time we heard that vitamins, you know, were screened and found to not have the proper levels that they claim to have. Okay, this isn't the first time this happened. But it's obviously concerning. Because if you aren't getting what you need to, you could be deficient. Like if you have a B12 deficiency, that could be serious for your mind, for neuropathy, a variety of things. If you're not getting enough calcium, that could be bad for your bones. If you're getting too much calcium, like I said, that could cause kidney stones, coronary calcifications. And, I mean, we really need the vitamin tablets to dissolve properly once ingested. We got to distribute the vitamins and minerals properly. Now, gummy vitamins. The fact that some of us get heartburn with gummy vitamins means there are extra components in them that the body doesn't like. And if our body has to produce extra acid because of what we're swallowing, that's stress on the body. So I'm done with gummy vitamins. Boy, are they delicious, though. Oh, my gosh. I just like gumdrops. I do not like licorice gumdrops. Licorice gumdrops really, really stink. But so let's talk about what's some of the RDA. Okay, so what it is, I wrote an article for you guys. It's on my website at drdahlia.com. So check it out. It's also on my Facebook and Twitter if you need. And I basically list what the recommended daily allowance is for men, for females, anywhere from infancy to greater than 50 years old. So you guys should be able to find. And according, this came from, let me give the source, I want to give the credit. This comes from healthsupplementnutritionalguide.com. And it gives the recommended daily allowance for the adults are first and then come the children. So it tells you how much vitamin A you should be getting. All right, so females need 700 micrograms, males need 900 from 19 on up. Vitamin C, 75 milligrams for female, 90 for men. Vitamin D, 5 for men, 10 for women of micrograms. Vitamin E, 15 milligrams all across the board. Vitamin K, men need more, 120 micrograms compared to 90 of women. And then they go through the B complexes. They go through the biotin, the choline, the folate, minerals, calcium. Men need 1,000 milligrams a day. Women need 1,200 milligrams a day. But here's the catch with calcium. With calcium, your body only absorbs 500 at a time. So if you're going to be taking 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams, you can't do it in one swig. You can't do it in one setting. You got to divide that up throughout the day. Chromium, copper, fluoride, iodine, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, zinc, selenium, and then potassium. Potassium, we're supposed to get about 4.7 grams a day. Yeah, fruits, vegetables, I'd rather you guys get your potassium from. And then for children, we also have what they need also with their vitamin B and their vitamin A and their calcium, etc. With kids, boys need 1,300 milligrams, females need 1,000 milligrams for kids. And then, of course, the little babies. We have that information for them, too. So, you know, it's frustrating for you guys because you don't eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. You're also concerned that the soil is so depleted. I get this argument all the time. Well, the soil isn't like the way the soil was in George Washington days. And so if it's not rich soil, our fruits and vegetables have less nutrients. Still get the fruits and vegetables in. That's no excuse to not eat them, even if that's true. And many farmers fortify their soil. So, you know, you don't necessarily, you're not necessarily going to lack or, you know, get scurvy, you know, because your fruits and vegetables aren't having enough of the vitamins in it. It's the choice of your fruit and vegetable that's concerning. A lot of you will eat a little piece of lettuce on your burger and you'll say, oh, all right, well, that I got my lettuce in. I'd say the dark, greener, greeny, like kale and spinach and broccoli, the better for you. The brighter the vegetable, the better. Bell peppers, awesome. Not hot chili peppers. We're talking bell peppers. Very healthy. And, you know, there's a lot of products out there, and I don't want to criticize the products. But, you know, if I was asked to sell vitamins. I was asked to develop a vitamin and sell it. And the one reservation I had, which made me not move forward, is how do I know the company that I'm going to be doing this with is going to make sure there's that exact amount of vitamin A or vitamin C? How does that work? I want to make sure that whatever I would be selling has the exact amount it says. And if I can't ensure that, I don't want to go there. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we got a lot more to get to. North Koreans who defected but once lived near a nuclear testing site are now believing they are experiencing the dangerous effects of exposure to harmful radiation. And it is, I guess, triggering several health problems and is called, quote, ghost disease. According to Fox News, Li Zhuanghua, who in 2010 escaped her home in Kelju County, said so many people died, we began calling it ghost disease. She lived near the nuclear testing site of Punggye-ri, where that's located. And he said, we thought we were dying because we were poor and ate badly. Now we know it was the radiation. And Lee isn't the only defector who believes the radiation has taken its toll on people there. South Korean newspaper Chosun Ilbo reported in November that close to 24 defectors said the area surrounding Punggye-ri is turning into a, quote, wasteland where vegetation is dying and babies are born with deformities. The defector said drinking water in the area came from Mount Mantap, where nuclear tests reported were conducted underground. This is a mess over there. Ri Young Sil said that she defected in 2013. A neighbor of hers gave birth to a baby so deformed that nobody could even determine its gender. She said it didn't have any genitals. In North Korea, deformed babies are usually killed, so the parents killed the baby. Frightening. Lee told NBC News that South Korea's Ministry of Unification has tested her along with other defectors and has found no signs of contamination due to radiation from nuclear tests. It's assumed that cancer or other diseases found in North Korean defectors are due to nuclear testing. Unfortunately, though, it's hard to confirm. So, Japan is concerned because strong winds could blow lingering radiation to Japan, across the Sea of Japan. Less than a week ago, the regime launched what it called its greatest intercontinental ballistic missile, which, according to South Korean officials, could have the capability to hit us. Targets 8,100 miles away, putting Washington, D.C. within reach. North Korea says U.S.-Korea military drills, the missile launched on November 28th around 1:30 p.m. was the first time the regime conducted since its September 15th test when it fired an intermediate-range missile that flew over Japan's Hokkaido Island. So, when you see what's going on over there, I mean, it's like a mountain that wants to erupt. You know, people have been on Facebook going, am I the only one concerned that we're going to be, you know, having an impending nuclear war? I think a lot of us are concerned. I don't blame Trump, right, for, you know, calling Kim Jong-un names. I don't think that's the reason. I think North Korea has been just a hankering to do something. They want to be feared. They have egos. They want things going their way. The way they rule is frightening. I mean, what people and individuals have to go through over there. I mean, count your blessings that you live where you live. Yeah, and you don't have to be, you know, a part of that regime, but scary stuff. And I hope we don't go to war. I really, really don't. I don't know what we have to do to stop him and to help those people over there. But we assume that the government's on top of it. And, you know, Trump made it sound like they are. But scary. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it's a mess over there. It is really a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man decided to pop a pimple, and he couldn't do it with his fingers, and he's a construction worker, 23 years old, so he decided to use a woodworking blade to remove the pimple on his lower lip. Unfortunately, he developed a rare fungal infection. And doctors suspect that the woodworking blade directly transferred the spores of a fungus called blastomyces to the man's skin. This resulted in a large, painful, blood-encrusted lesion on the skin beneath the man's lower lip, according to the case report. The blastomyces fungi usually live in moist soil and in decomposing wood or leaves. So if it was a woodworking tool, probably picked it up from the wood it was working on. In the United States, the fungus is found primarily in the Midwest, South Central, and Southeastern states, according to the CDC. If people become infected with blastomyces, which ends up turning into blastomycosis, is usually caused by inhaling the fungal spores rather than getting a cut in the skin. But, I mean, a direct exposure can infect you. When you inhale the spores, it leads to a lung infection called primary pulmonary blastomycosis. Primary meaning that's where it starts. So if it's primary pulmonary, that means the infection started in the lung, as opposed to a secondary pulmonary that spread to the lungs. One common cause of the infection is breathing in spores of the fungus while you are doing outdoor activities that disturb the soil, like playing football, etc. Pets, like dogs, can also get blastomycosis. And when you get the fungal infection, according to Fox News, you usually get like these flu-like symptoms, fever, cough, muscle aches. And then with lungs, you look like you had a pneumonia. Unfortunately, from the lungs, that infection can spread to other organs. Right? And sometimes it actually goes from the lungs to the skin. For this case, the man did not experience any flu-like symptoms because the fungal spores didn't enter his body centrally through the lungs. it entered through the skin. So he basically had this inflamed skin in his lower lip. And I guess he had it, he said his skin lesion appeared 7 months earlier, and it was just a little pimple, and it just started to blow up from there. So he's alive. He's fine. He did go to the hospital. The entire bottom edge of his lower lip had a raised area of blood-encrusted skin with warty lesions and a rolled, hardened border. And usually fungus will, on the skin, grow very locally and outward. Have you guys ever had ringworm? So ringworm does that, or if you've ever seen it on your kids, where it starts as a little spot and it just spreads almost evenly sometimes with ringworm, with like a jock itch or a candida in the groin area, it'll spread and have a border. It'll look like a military line. You know, it'll look like an army, right, extending their line. You know, they're moving and invading. It invades. Fungus invades. They like moist areas, so a lip offers some moist area. And they like sugar. So he had no other symptoms. Blood tests were fine. Then they ended up doing tests. They did a skin test, a biopsy, and then he was diagnosed with this blastomycosis. People don't like pimples. And, basic plumbing comes into play when people try to open up their pimples and zits and stuff. You know, they're like, look, there's a pathway. There's a conduit. We need to open up that conduit. All right? We need to be able to bring that material out. And sometimes pimples form very deep, maybe dermally. So the epidermis and the seven layers of it is such a thick coating that the infection ends up spreading beneath and getting bigger. And so, you know, parents would say, look, I went to the dermatologist. Dermatologist said not to pop zits, but then he basically cut into the zit and he used this little tool. Well, he used a comedone extractor. And doctors will always tell you to not do stuff at home that they will do in their office. And the reason why they do that is because in their office it's controlled. They have sterile instruments. So if you do have some sort of a lesion, a deep pimple, a cystic lesion, we're probably not going to cut open unless it abscesses. We're probably going to inject it with some steroids sometimes, but we won't necessarily cut it open. These whiteheads that you get, those that could spread to other whiteheads and cause more, those are ones that we will nick a little bit with a little blade, and you don't really feel it because it's kind of dead skin now over the whitehead. And then we use a comedone extractor that has like a little circular tip. We put pressure on it, and it exudes out the internal contents of the comedone or the pimple. And so we'll clean things up that way. And it does help decrease infection, but again, controlled. People make such a big mistake. There was somebody in my medical school class. We had been learning about infections of the face that could go to the brain, and he had a zit he had been playing with, and it got so big, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill myself because of the zit. We're like, no, it's not going to spread. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
See?
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a very common question I get this time of year is, can I drink alcohol if I'm on my antibiotic? And I've talked about this previously on the show, and I'm bringing it up today because Fox News has a piece on if you could drink alcohol while taking your antibiotic. And many people say, look, I mean, it's not going to kill me. I've had alcohol with my antibiotics before. No, it's probably not going to kill you, but my answer, no matter what every other doctor says, is no. Okay? Because it's not, you know, it's, There's really no point to it. You don't need to mix up the chemistry. You know, because what are you taking the antibiotic for? You're taking the antibiotic for because you're sick. You know, we really underestimate the infections that we have. Nowadays, we treat pneumonia at home. And look at that 20-year-old who just died from the flu. Remember we told you about a mom who just died, a mother of two, like a little baby and a 6-year-old? And she died within a day because she got the flu, she got pneumonia, and she decompensated so badly the doctors couldn't do anything. So if you're taking an antibiotic, you're taking an antibiotic because you want to fight an infection that could get bad. We're not giving you antibiotics for a little baby infection that you could fight on your own. There's no point to it. If you have an ear infection, I'm giving you an antibiotic because I want to make sure that ear infection doesn't spread and cause deafness. If you have an upper respiratory infection that I think is turning to pneumonia, I'm giving you an antibiotic so it doesn't turn to pneumonia. If I think you have a skin infection that could be turned into a cellulitis, I'm giving you an antibiotic. So I'm giving you an antibiotic because I want to make sure we are going to stop and nip in the bud any dangerous infection that could ensue, then later going to sepsis and, you know, causing death. So you take the antibiotic, and you take the antibiotic for a reason. Why compromise that with alcohol? But, all right, we do have some experts here weighing in. Dr. Louise Dembry, professor of medicine, infectious disease and epidemiology at Yale University School of Medicine and School of Public Health, says drinking alcohol probably won't reduce how effectively antibiotics will kill bacteria, but it could worsen many of the side effects. It could worsen your mild stomach discomfort that you get with a Z-Pak or erythromycin. It could worsen the diarrhea that you get with Augmentin. It could worsen the nausea. It could worsen the drowsiness. So you're trying to go out New Year's Eve, and you have an antibiotic, and, if it's going to make you more tired or more sick, then that doesn't make sense. They also say alcohol will slow your body's ability to, quote, bounce back and restore energy levels once that infection is no more. So why take a sedative? Why do that? They also say consuming antibiotics and alcohol simultaneously could hurt your liver. Remember, your liver is supposed to detoxify waste products, and boy, does that liver need to work when you're sick. So why would you have the liver working on the alcohol? Why would you have the alcohol irritating and inflaming liver cells? Dr. Dembry says some antibiotics can, quote, stress the liver. That means toxicity to liver cells, which can lead to liver cell death and even impact overall liver function. So why would you, on top of that, have alcohol as well? They say if you're taking antibiotics because you have an infection, it's best to avoid anything that might impact the body's natural ability to heal and overcome the infection, including alcohol. And this article first appeared in Women's Health. So I know that's not what you guys wanted to hear. Look, I get it. I get it. You know, look, I was pregnant in 1999. And I wasn't going to have the baby till February 2000. So, obviously, it was the millennium. And it was New Year's Eve. And my doctor, multiple doctors, said, yeah, you can have some alcohol on New Year's Eve. Come on. You know, women have had alcohol with pregnancies for years. It's fine. You're only going to be having a sip of champagne. I said, well, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, basically, me and my friend were both pregnant at the same time. So, we basically celebrated the millennium at their house. And so the guys cracked open some champagne and said, look, ladies, do you want some? So I did. I took a little bit. I was like, what's the point? I mean, to me, Coca-Cola tastes better than champagne. You know, I don't really, it's like, I don't really like the taste of alcohol. And so I'm like, why am I drinking this? And I understand, and we got to be really honest. Why do we drink? Now, some people, they drink medicinally. The alcohol helps with their pain. The alcohol helps with their sleep. Okay, I get that. I get that. Not that I'm condoning that. I don't want you to use alcohol for pain or alcohol for sleep, but that's why some people drink. But the majority of people who do not have medical issues, they drink because they want to feel buzzed. They want to get stupid. You know, we're coming into Christmas party season. I know I should call them office party season, but, you know, the company Christmas party. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about. And, boy, do people like to get stupid drunk. And it's the one time a year where you could get stupid in front of others. And you could show others your more fun side. You can't be fun in the office setting a lot of times. You know? I mean, you can't. I mean, in medical school, I was fun, but, in the hospital and the ICU and the CCU, you really can't be making jokes. You know? And so when you want people to see your inner funny or your inner talents, you know, the only time you can do that is in a party setting. And many of us don't want to look dumb. But if we drink and we do it, there's an excuse. Oh, well, I was drinking. So if you didn't like the way I danced, it's because that's how I dance when I drink. And so it's a little safety net for you doing stupid. And up until this whole Harvey Weinstein controversy, all right, it was a safety net for you to get frisky with somebody you've always wanted to get frisky with. So office parties is when people start to hook up. They're like, we could drink, we could do stupid, we could, you know, touch each other, and I could blame it on the alcohol. So Monday morning when we're back at work, I could be like, oh, how are you? If I did do anything, I don't remember, I'm sorry, and and move on. Not the safest thing to do nowadays. I mean, you know, you try to pull one over, you get caught, and now it looks like your life gets ruined when somebody calls you on it. So you got to be careful. But that's what people did. And so, you know, you really need to think about, you know, what is it? Is it that you want to get crazy stupid? Is it that you see everybody else drinking and you want to have fun too, because it's not fun being around a bunch of drunk people when you haven't been drinking also? You know, and then if that's the case and you really, really do want to have fun and drink and whatever, then you need to talk to your doctor about maybe going off the antibiotic but usually the doctor's not going to let you do that. If he gives you a medication, it's because you need to take it. And even if a doctor says, yeah, you can have a drink or two, that doesn't mean you can have five. So I know it's frustrating. I feel bad for you guys, but it's, you know, yeah. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. All right. There's a family who has settled a $2 million lawsuit when their kid died, having her wisdom teeth removed. Sydney Gallagher was under the care of Dr. Paul Tompok at the time of the procedure, and she went into cardiac arrest. She was only 17 years old back in 2015. She had to have her wisdom teeth removed, went into cardiac arrest, and died. The family reached a $2 million settlement with the oral surgeon. The procedure took place at Tompok's Edina Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery Office in June, and is in Minnesota. And the teen's heart rate dropped dramatically. Call was placed in 911. CPR was administered. They couldn't revive her. They said the girl died from oxygen being denied to the brain due to cardiac arrest. This is why you continue to get chest compressions. You want to try to keep oxygen going to the brain. Initially, the family said they were not going to plan a lawsuit, but then they changed their mind. The oral surgeon, 54 years old, got his license suspended following the teen's death, but was practicing again under restrictions placed by the board's state of dentistry. Then the restrictions were lifted in June 2017. And the lawsuit alleged negligent and dangerous actions pertaining to administering anesthesia and a failure to properly monitor the teen during the extraction. They say the decision to place the child under anesthesia without using proper monitoring equipment was negligent and dangerous. You know, you could get to wisdom teeth removed with local. It's a shame. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.